much. On rare occasions, she has confided, "Oh, I do like his hair." The guy could be a serial killer, but that would only register as a minor concern. To my mom, hair is the yardstick by which civilized people are measured. And that includes me. She scolds me if my hair drifts into my eyes. "Get it off your face." For not getting it cut short enough. "I hope the hairdresser paid you for that cut." Or for not having age-appropriate hair. "A woman your age should have a neat, smart hairstyle." When she spots an agreeable style in a magazine or in a shopping mall, she shoots me a baleful look and says, "There's a nice style for you." A tight smile or a nod indicating total agreement from me is usually sufficient to end the conversation, until she hones in on another passing hairstyle. Lately, she's been pushing a short, streaky blonde bob as the elixir to happiness. The fact that such a hairstyle would not work with my face shape, my personality, or my impossibly fine, unpredictable dark hair is inconsequential. If I have learned anything in life, it is that my one day limp, next day curly hair is best left alone. Over the years, I have made peace with my hair, but I have not done so with my mother. I wanted us to go to Italy to see if I could finally fall